There's an effort underway to reestablish oyster populations in the lower Hudson River. This comes in the wake of the dismantling of the Tappan Zee Bridge and construction of the replacement Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. Over the summer, structures to encourage the growth of oyster reef habitats were placed in more than 5 acres of the river near the bridge. I spoke with Katie Mosher. She's the director of restoration of the Billion Oyster Project, which worked on the habitat. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in late August that the oyster reef structures had been placed in the Hudson River. Construction of the Mario Cuomo Bridge had required the relocation of some oyster habitats. Plus, says Mosher, dredging disturbed the habitat bottom.
What happened was there was some sampling of the bottom underneath the bridge, and when these large populations were discovered, it became a condition of the bridge reconstruction that new oyster reef habitat would be constructed, and that's where we came in.
A maritime high school called the New York Harbor School on Governor's Island is the flagship school of the Billion Oyster Project, and its students take on a leadership role in Billion Oyster Project's work. They, along with hundreds of volunteers from the tri-state area, lent a hand in the Hudson River project.
What we were able to do was to develop the construction of the gabion reef substrate, these big welded steel cages, as work that our students were able to lead on. So over the course of a year, the students welded 422 steel gabions that are filled with shell that was collected from our shell collection program at restaurants throughout New York City. And so oysters are eaten by folks in New York City, and then they're collected by us, the remaining shell, and then we cure them on Governor's Island. And we fill these gabions with the blank oyster shell. And then over the summer, these 422 gabions, along with reef balls, which are concrete, almost like half domes with holes in them, were all deployed over 5 acres of bottom in New York Harbor under the Tappan Zee Bridge. Altogether, these two types of substrate create three-dimensional habitat, and that's a big piece of what's missing in New York Harbor is, and in the Hudson, is this vertical sort of very three-dimensional spaces where fish and shrimp and crabs can hide and hunt, and it becomes habitat for them.
The oyster reef structures near the bridge make up the largest reef installation in Billion Oyster Project history. And Mosher says there are other benefits to having oyster reefs in the river.
So the major benefit is that oysters are ecosystem engineers. And so in building these three-dimensional reefs, they're providing habitat for thousands of species. Depending on where oyster reefs are located, there are other potential benefits. So they can protect from storm damage at soft nearshore areas where they'll soften the blow from large waves. And prevent erosion along the shorelines. Obviously, at the deeper depths of the Hudson River, the bigger benefit is really in that habitat provision. And oysters do a lot of other wonderful things. They filter water as they feed. And so there's major benefits for many reasons. Another big benefit that's really part of our work at Billion Oyster Project is that people are involved with the restoration process. So everything that we do is a dual effort of building habitat through reef restoration, but doing it through education. So all of our work is done with volunteers, with community groups, with school groups. We work with over 100 schools in New York Harbor, and we really value above all that we can do this work with communities so that they're very invested in the work and understand the work.
She says moving north from New York Harbor toward the bridge, there is fresher water.
That's part of what makes that area so interesting, is that we normally think of oysters as being, as thriving in a higher salinity environment. And so it was sort of a really wonderful surprise for us to learn that the oysters were up there, because there is a benefit to them to being in that less saline water. And that's that there are fewer predators that might exist closer to the ocean. So there are fewer oyster drills, which is like a small marine snail that can drill holes into an oyster. It's an oyster predator. So without that high level of predation, oysters sometimes do better. They also face fewer oyster diseases that are present in higher salinity waters.
The State Thruway Authority will monitor the cages and reef balls through 2020 to measure oyster population growth, survival, and water quality. The structures were placed 12 to 20 feet below the surface of the river in three locations near the bridge, but their exact locations are being kept secret.
We don't tell people where they are because we don't want them to be harvested. And so that's, you know, certainly a way for us to protect the structures and to protect the oysters that are on them.
And protect human health. She says oysters that grow on the new reefs will not end up on dinner plates in New York City or anywhere for that matter. They are unsafe to eat in the waters of New York Harbor and the Hudson. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.